So from one virtual world to another, Hollywood is dealing with some impending reality out here. The Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists have begun wrangling over contracts with the studios, raising fears of a strike and heightened inter-union strife between SAG and AFTRA, which is a really big deal for the movie industry out here and for television. I should say I'm a member of AFTRA, just to disclose that up front. Anyway, the studios are worried about a potential strike when the actors' contract ends on June 30th. They're speeding up timelines on shows and films already in production. With the writer's strike, we've heard it all before. Nikki Fink, blogger of Nikki Fink's Deadline Hollywood Daily, joins us from Los Angeles. Is it sort of deja vu all over again, Nikki?
Yes, very much so, especially in the way that the studios and networks are negotiating with the Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA. It's almost a repeat of the WGA and Directors Guild negotiations.
Is this about the same issue, the revenue stream from new media, or is there something else at stake here?
Well, there's always, depending on the guild, separate issues. In fact, one of the issues that the actors are wrangling with are clips of the actors' work, 5-minute TV clips, 10-minute film clips. The producers, a.k.a. the moguls, I love the way they call themselves the producers. Even the Producers Guild said, you know, they're not producers, believe us, they're owners. The conglomerates want to use these clips for free, in other words, not pay the actors anymore, and also not get consent anymore, which means they can use them however and whatever they want to do.
And this would be like YouTube, podcast sorts of things, and you know, forms online that are yet to even be created.
Or it could be whole movies that they create out of clips or TV specials, and they could make, you know, that's entertainment number 228, and not have to pay the actors at all.
And they would be able to get advertising revenue from putting these programs on various platforms. That's the issue.
Or, right, DVDs. They could even make a theatrical release of it or put it on a network.
All right, so what's the sort of hard out here in terms of actual production? What's threatened here if this doesn't get resolved over the next couple weeks?
Look, I don't think anybody necessarily has the stomach for another strike. But what there is right now is a de facto strike in Hollywood, especially when it comes to movies, because no mogul in his right mind would greenlight a movie between now and really July until this gets resolved.
Do you know a lot of moguls, Nikki? Do you know a lot of moguls, actual moguls?
Of course.
You do? Okay, great. Well, that's good. I just wanted to make sure that. So no one's going to greenlight anything. Are there celebrities and actors who are on the other side who are likely to increase their profile and argue for the studios to concede?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, SAG and AFTRA have been at each other's throats over this because AFTRA is primarily a television union. It doesn't represent any movies, and it represents just a handful of scripted series. I mean, SAG is the prestigious, sorry, I know you belong to AFTRA, Actors Union. It's the big one. It's basically what really protects actors. AFTRA's contracts are usually much worse. And what you have right now is, you know, a lot of the actors haven't gotten involved yet. You've had a couple of the triple A-list actors trying to put pressure on SAG to get to the table and solve this as soon as possible. Well, they did that, except the moguls basically ordered the AMPTP to just basically sit there on their hands and not.
All right, that's an acronym alert. What's the AMPTP? And then we got to go.
That is the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which basically, it's a clique that represents the Hollywood CEOs.
Right. Nikki Fink is a blogger for Deadline Hollywood Daily. Thank you for joining us. It's a standoff. More later. We're in suspense on the SAG studio dispute right now.